Need the cure for those working from home blues? Well, we've got you covered here at ANTP with a special week of competition featuring some familiar voices and stories that will take your mind off the day-to-day news. It's All-Stars Week, and it starts right now on America's Next Top Podcaster. Greetings and welcome to a special All-Stars edition of America's Next Top Podcaster. I'm Brian Ibbett, and while we're spending this time in the limbo between seasons 2 and 3, we found that we missed torturing our contestants so much we had to bring a few of them back for one more challenge. So here's the way this thing is going to work. We've picked 2 contestants from season 1 and 2 contestants from season 2. We'll pair them up and give them one challenge. They're still going to get coaching. They're still going to have their submissions reviewed by our crack team of judges. And the winning pair will each get a $25 gift card to spend on equipment, show content, or hand sanitizer at Amazon.com. Let's bring out our contestants. We're going to start off from season 1. We've got Rishi B.
Hey there.
How you doing?
Doing all right. Hanging in there.
Good. Now, also from your season, Bridget is going to be part of this. She's not available tonight for recording, but you'll hear her on the team recordings and the coaching sessions and, of course, the judging in a week. But how have you been? What have you been up to?
Oh, just hanging in there. You know, I really could use that money for the to help me get by in pandemic. I'm struggling over here, man. The zombies are everywhere.
What's your go-to thing that you'd need to, the massive prize package that we're offering? What is the the thing that you'd most look forward to buying with that $25?
So I have no idea how much guns cost, but the first thing that's coming to mind is a zombie movie, and I'm forgetting which one, where there was people hanging out on the roofs of their buildings, and they were sniping zombies, celebrity zombies from their roofs. I remember there was like a Burt Reynolds zombie or something like that. So I need a $25 sniper gun.
Yeah, I don't even know if you can get a Nerf gun for under $25 these days. But cool. What have you been doing as far as podcasting?
Yeah, I got the healthcare podcast, Healthy Schmelty. And all of a sudden, healthcare is everywhere in our faces. So it's not exactly how I wanted my podcast to kind of have a lot of content to talk about. Yeah. But yeah.
Wow. That's, no kidding. That's a lot of timing. Has it been hard for you trying to figure out other things to talk about than, I guess I'll say coronavirus. We haven't even said it on the show yet, but then talking about coronavirus, have you found other medical topics or health topics to talk about?
Yeah, actually, one thing I like to do with my podcast is find good news, like kind of dig through the news to get like some positive or some other things that are happening. So I already kind of had that muscle kind of in there, kind of filtering through the noise to get to the nuggets. But one thing that is kind of difficult is how quickly the pandemic is changing. So I'll have something prepared, then all of a sudden the next day, everything has changed. So that's been the hardest, yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. Nice little moving target for us to try and figure out in 2020. All right. Our next set of contestants, our next pair of contestants now from season 2, we're bringing back the Jen and Bobby. Welcome back, guys.
Hey. Hello.
It's good to hear your voices again. The Jen, we're going to start with you. Now you're in a different state. You're in Las Vegas, Nevada. What's been going on for you since season 2?
A lot. Oddly enough, not a lot of podcasting, but that's because I am finishing my master's online, taking advantage of the pandemic to wrap that up. I've got 2 classes left. I'll be done in October.
Oh, cool. Congratulations.
So thank you. Really focused on that. And then also trying to figure out how to be a brand new teacher for high school English. And then also do that while now transitioning all the curriculum I've been developing to give it online. And of course, every school that I've interviewed with is like, oh, we're so excited you have podcasting experience. That's going to be perfect with everything going on right now. So,
That's great. Oh my God.
So the good news is that all of my weird experience of podcasting is going to be going towards being a better teacher, oddly enough, at least for the coming semester. So we'll see. But yeah. So mostly school.
That's cool. Well, we didn't sour you away from podcasting, right?
Of course
ANTP wasn't like okay, I'm done with this. I never want to do another podcast.
Well, you know, Drew and I were going to work on the bunker project. It felt a little inappropriate when the pandemic started.
I can see that. Yeah, maybe timing on that one's a little off. Bobby, how about you? What have you been up to?
Oh, I've been surviving. That's kind of, I think, everyone's buzzword lately. But it's been good. As far as podcasting goes, I've been perpetually in development on upcoming science podcasts since about January. And I say perpetually in development, and a lot of people might think, oh yeah, because everything goes on hold because of, you know, this pandemic thing. Right. But actually, we've kind of, many people may know that from season two that I am a very meticulous planner. And so this whole thing has been being in development. And then the co-host that I had right in the middle of, right in June, she had a quarantine baby. So that was kind of part of our planning. We had to plan it some up front, wait for that. And now we're in September, we're going to be releasing our science podcast that we're doing. So
very cool. I'm looking forward to seeing that or hearing that because of just how great it was with that kind of content in season two, like the stuff that you were putting together. And so I think we've gotten a taste of it. We want more.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We're very excited about it. Got some podcast art made. Got some music lined up.
Cool.
And, so very
excited. Don't spend too much time in analysis paralysis. That's but it sounds like you've got some other things that are causing distractions, which absolutely makes sense.
Yeah, we've got a hard deadline. We're releasing in September, so I'm not gonna, because I will perpetually just keep refining and just have a practice podcast forever if it's up to me.
Yeah. Good. Well, the benefit of you guys being paired up like this is having been in the same seasons together, you're kind of already familiar with each other's styles, each other's strengths, weaknesses, everything like that. So that's why I'm going to be splitting you up and splitting up those pairs and not pairing you up by season. So Bobby, you're going to be paired up with Bridget, and Rishi, you're going to be paired up with the Jen. So you'll get a little bit of new blood interjected into your content. I know it's the first of so many twists. No, the first of one twist. Are you guys ready to hear about your challenge?
Of course.
Yes. Good.
All right. Well, you guys have all been handpicked for this challenge because you have what we think are a compatible set of talents for what we're going to be asking you to do. You've each got a proficiency for researching and presenting content that's sort of news styled. And in my opinion, you've each got a very witty and dry sense of humor. So I think that's going to be ideal for what I'm going to be asking you to do. Now, I don't know if you've looked at the news recently, but it's kind of a big downer right now. What? It's all like heavy stuff going on. And Rishi, it's funny that you kind of talked a little bit about this. The virus, of course, protests, hurricanes, the passing of Regis Philbin. Man, 2020 has just been a bummer of a year. But we know that you guys have the ability to find a diamond in the rough. So I want you to pick a current news story and deliver it as a podcast in a way that puts a smile on the judges' faces. You can either start with a story that's got some humor to it, or you can pick something that's not initially funny and figure out an element of it to bring out that's got a humorous side. But be aware, this is not a comedy challenge. I'm not asking you to do a comedy week. So you don't have to worry about the judges judging you on whether or not you make them laugh. They're really going to be looking at how you pick your news story and how you choose to present it. So be yourselves. You know, Jen, you're not taking over for a newscaster that got struck by a meteor. Bobby, you're not in prison reviewing cop dramas. And Rishi and you and Bridget can swear as much as you want. Use that explicit tag. Let it guide you in every decision you make. As before, the show needs to feel like it's part of a larger series like we've done before. And the episode length for this one can't be more than 20 minutes. So this time around, Tom is going to be one of your judges. And you've all worked with him before, so you kind of have a pretty good idea of what to expect from him. He, Scott Johnson, and Jenny Josephson will be reviewing your submissions, picking the show that best meets the criteria, and the show that best presents it in a compelling, original podcast. Other than that, everything else is fair game. Any news story, any way you want to present it, anything like that. Now, with Tom taking off the coaching whistle, that meant we had a spot to fill. So Justin decided to pick up the the coaching whistle and clipboard. He's going to be meeting with each team to hear your ideas and help you with any questions that you might have as part of this. And this obviously is right up his alley.
Yeah.
He's got a journalism background. He's got experience delivering news style content with a twinkle in his eye and a tongue firmly in his cheek from his Weird Things experience to more recent stuff like politics, 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 and of course, Raise the Debt, which was absolutely amazing. So he'll be meeting with each team later on this week to get an idea of where you're headed and give you some tips, some suggestions, and answer any questions that you may have. But before he answers any questions, I get to. Do you have any questions about this challenge?
Singular news story?
Singular news story, yes. Yeah, I know it could be tempting to like do a whole kind of news podcast, but it makes it, I think, harder to judge on the merits of the whole rather than the merits of the one. So focus on one story and bring up the humor in it. And again, 20 minutes is just the cap. If you feel like we can do this in 10, 15, then make 10 or 15 minutes your goal.
And it's a podcast episode that's designed to put a smile on the audience's faces.
Yes. So it's funny because it's kind of like what you were describing earlier, Rishi, is finding that story that is outside of maybe the stuff that's currently going on that's a little bit heavier, and finding that lighter topic to either that's either funny in and of itself or humorous in and of itself, or bringing out something that's humorous about a topic that on its surface maybe doesn't seem as funny.
And I'm sorry, just to make sure I have it memorized correctly. So this was supposed to be one episode that's part of a series, right?
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. It's going to feel like it's part of a bigger series. So that way you don't need to worry about spending the first, you know, half of the show explaining who you are and what you're doing. Pretend you're coming into this on the 50th or 100th episode, or I mean, even the 10th or 20th or whatever. Okay. But all that stuff would have been established by the initial episodes.
So we could like conceivably say this is our 1,000th episode anniversary.
Absolutely, yeah. Could. Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Anything else?
Woof, I'm excited and
yes.
Nervous. I really thought I was going to be paired up with Bobby. So now I'm going to have to be against him again.
I know. You guys have to put on the boxing gloves one more time. Yeah, I think this actually gives you guys some new, fresh humor and new, fresh perspectives to look at that you didn't have in your individual seasons and getting it kind of across seasons. So I think that'll actually benefit you guys. Terrific. Well, that is your marching orders. And we're going to meet back here in 1 week with Scott, Jenny, and Tom to see how you did, listen to your shows, and see which one of you is America's top all-star top podcaster. We'll figure out how many words we can fit on the trophy.
Tippy top.
And, that's right. And until then... As with our regular seasons, our teams get a chance to get some direct coaching from a specialist in the field. This time, one of our judges is trading his gavel and robes for a clipboard and a whistle. Let's listen in as Bobby and Bridget get some coaching from Justin Robert Young. This is your 15-minute coaching session with Justin Robert Young. You know him. You remember him from your season, from him ripping you apart every week and picking apart your podcasts. I'll let you take it away starting now.
Hello, Justin.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
I'm doing well. I've been looking forward to this reunion for the week that I've known about it.
Well, hey, me too. No, I'm very, very excited to be on the phase of creation, not destruction, as I often
That's right.
Your job is to pick a story and make it something that people don't get so horribly depressed they want to backflip off of a building and die. So what are you thinking of and how can I help?
So brief walk through our thought process was we figured one way to go would be to find some sort of lighthearted feature story and dig deep into it. Or we could, you know, to avoid all the topical depressing news nowadays, or let's take one of those topical news items and barrel headfirst into it and find whatever positive gem inside there we could. And we decided to go with the latter, leaning on one of my strengths, which is science. Okay. And to look at the COVID-19, where the vaccination progress is on that. Seems like a hopeful approach to the thing that everybody's already thinking about anyway, you know?
Yeah.
And so the way we're approaching is there's kind of four front runners, and we want to look at those four front runners of vaccines, look at what the differences are, how they are doing, and use that as an excuse, like to highlight them and use it as an excuse to sort of teach a little bit about vaccines and how vaccines work and whatnot. So that's where we are. Yeah.
So here's my initial thought. Remember.
Sorry.
Hey, Bridget.
Hi, Bridget.
Hi. Sorry if I'm like 7 minutes late. It's 3:07 here, and I always forget that time runs differently for everybody.
It's no problem. You want to know what? You actually got here at the perfect time because Bobby went over the plan, and I'm just about to start monologuing.
Perfect. Okay.
Remember that knowledge is not the same for everyone. And what you find interesting is not necessarily what the vast majority of people will find interesting. This was something that I ran into a lot with Raise the Dead, where there is minutiae of stuff that I find fascinating. And then there is more specifically in terms of communication, points that you only can truly appreciate if you know all these other predicates that are not going to be immediately interesting for the average listener. If you want that point that you find interesting to be impactful for them, just know that you are adding the journey through all those predicates, and you have to competently do all of them for them to have any idea why the hell you should be excited about any of these things. So when it comes to vaccines, I would, if I were you, I wouldn't think of the modern ones. What I would do is go back in time and find ones that have already been done or predicate what's happening now on historical examples and how they succeeded. It gives you two things. Number one, a happy ending. You can now choose exactly which of these examples you're going to give. And I would suspect for this particular challenge, you would pick one that has everybody living at the end, or more people living, or there being some kind of heroic element to it. And so you eliminate some of the guessing game. And B, you make the win human and not scientific. Like, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
Okay. All knowledge is best received when you can relate it to your own life. And so for as much as we, and I think rightly so, have become a culture where we're more like, yay, we're doing science, hooray. In reality, we only care if it's us, or we can see ourselves in it. And so the question I would ask to both of you is, what matters more, the successful creation of the vaccine or the distribution of it?
Yeah, that's an interesting thought, because that's another half of it, right? Is yay, it's great, a vaccine's been getting made, but am I going to get it?
Yes.
You know, so.
That's, well, and also it's like, no matter what, for this example, and also take or leave any of my ideas, because, you know, certainly there's a million ways that you can skin a cat with something like this. Mm-hmm. But no matter what, make it human. Make it something where everybody can say, oh, I'm like that. My cousin's like that. My mom's like that. You know, if you paint people back in time or even now and say like, oh, well, you know, let me just say another thing about doing something that's modern is that no matter how much you paint a smiley face on it, if people are scared and depressed, you're just not going to break through. Mm-hmm. Like if people are anxious about a vaccine, and trust me, I speak on the internet about a lot of things, and a vaccine often comes up. the first thing that comes back. In fact, anytime I try to say anything that is like anywhere near positive about where we are in COVID, it is 0.5 seconds to somebody saying, yeah, but that's, you know, did you know the vaccines might not work? Did you know that more people are probably dying than you think? Like, there's a certain amount of you not being able to fight against that, that you're going to have to understand going into this. And so picking your battle very specifically is going to be half of your final product.
What if instead of like talking about the vaccines themselves, we were using this as a like, hey, this is an opportunity for us to look at the long history of how vaccines have gotten to where they are today. And we were to start with like the first kind of vaccine, how it was developed, why the thought process was the way it was, and how it's progressed over time. Do you think that would be a better approach?
I think that it gives you an opportunity. Once you move into history, now you choose the battlefield you fight on, right?
Right.
If you're talking about a vaccine now, you're fighting on the battlefield in everybody's head. And in everybody's head, that's different. Some people are super gung-ho about it. Some people are very pessimistic. But you're going to fight that battle on that battlefield because that's it. If you say, let's go back in time, now you paint the picture of exactly what you want. So let's say you go back to where vaccines are. Here's what I would do. Here's what my challenge to you guys would be past then. Find humans and make it their story. Don't make it the story of the vaccine. Make it the story of the doctor that pushed the vaccine, or the person in government that pushed for it, or whatever, right? Find the human and make the human the story, not the cure, not the disease.
My only concern is if we're pushing history, then is it still going to hit the criteria of it being current news?
Well, we could always frame it. We could always start it with, look, hey, there's these vaccines and there's some front runners and everything. And we thought that this would be a really good time to take an opportunity to look at, you know, look back at the history of vaccine development. And then we could end where we are now, you know, because like you were saying, Justin, that by starting with the history, you know, presenting the news, this is what's happening right now. Let's go back and look. As we're presenting the history, it's sort of like you said, we are building the stadium we want to play in.
Yes.
When we get there to the end.
Yeah. I mean, to me, context is the literal only way we understand our modern times. Like the rest is us flailing in the moment. But if we really want to learn, if we really want to understand, and right now, I would say that a gigantic warm blanket that you can wrap around anybody in our modern era is understanding. In a world of chaos and misinformation, then I am not a judge this time, but I have been in the past, and I would be very accepting of this into the context of modern news.
Okay.
Yeah, that's really good, and it's not hard to find. Like that's information that's readily available too. So,
yeah, find. I mean, again, I don't want to write your article for you, but if we're talking about a vaccine or a like out of control pandemic that eventually got under control that has a tie back to the modern era, I might look at AIDS and Dr. Fauci.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
And just tell a personal story. And look, I mean, if you actually go back and look at that, you know, Dr. Fauci was a very controversial figure then. You know, he's a controversial figure now, but this isn't his first rodeo with people not thinking that maybe he was moving fast enough or saying the right things. Like, there's a lot of contemporary, and you could probably pull sound, to be honest with you, of people talking mad ass about Fauci back in the late 80s, early 90s.
Hmm.
Now, that might not exactly fall... Talking about the AIDS epidemic might not actually fall in the...
That's what I was just thinking.
But it is a tale of perseverance under pressure. And if you direct it that way, then maybe you have a better chance. But you want to know what? Now that I think about it, it might be better to tell a tale of somebody that nobody's heard of if it ends cleaner. If it ends with everybody living, then that's the story you want to the story you want to find.
Right, right.
So Balto.
Balto.
You know, but this is a challenging path. I will tell you that. Like, it is a challenging path to go right into the teeth of this and say, we want to tell a contextually positive story about vaccines. That is challenging. You have cut yourself a very challenging path.
But we like to take risks.
We had we had an idea, an inkling that it was going to be tough. It's like either glitter bomb, ignore, or jump into something that's going to be a little interesting.
I mean, what it would take to make a unicorn was on our short list.
Yeah.
what it would take to make a unicorn?
Yeah. Genetics.
Yeah, you know, remember that all of storytelling is hold and release, right? All of the way that our brains are built to understand story, our pattern recognition. It's like, you know, dash, 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 dot. So the big secret, I think, whenever you're telling a modern story or something that people already have a concept of, is you have to get a general idea of what they're already thinking in their head. So right now, and again, I think that you're on a good path. It is a challenging one, but it is something that you need to remember, is that like in people's heads, there's a lot of tension. So you can pop that and they can enjoy it because that's what we want. Whenever we're holding our breath, we want to exhale. Whenever we're whenever we feel like we are under pressure, we want to hold our breath. So right now we are in tense times, but you know, some of my biggest laughs that I've ever had in a movie theater are in tense and scary movies where somebody says something a little bit funny. And now that's probably a bigger belly laugh than if it's a comedy and somebody slips on a banana.
True.
Right.
So there is a little bit of, you know, if you want to theatrically tell a story of a vaccine and it's like, and you want to start thematically very heavy of like, you know, everywhere he looked, there was death and destruction and his mom died and his dog died. But let me tell you about the man from the banana factory. And to illustrate the humble beginnings or whatever of this person. But also, this comes into your production. You can signal so much with music and diction. Like, remember that, especially for this, because you're playing with very, very heavy fare, that you control how you are going to move through it. You control how you handle it. And you signaling... I would say when you want to be serious, use like textured sounds. You don't got to go full like Christopher Nolan, like or whatever, like that's heavy handed, but you can, you know, and here's something that I've actually learned a lot more with some of my stuff. Think about sounds we hear that aren't music that just connote happiness and sadness.
Now it's Rishi and the Gen's turn to get some two-on-one time with Justin. Let's listen in.
All right, guys. What do you got for me? How can I help?
All right, Rishi, do you want to just give him the basic pitch?
Yeah. All right. Hey, Justin. So here's the pitch. So, you know, when you're going through the news and, you know, you're going through headline after headline of breaking news and you get anxious... So that doesn't sound like that much fun. But you know what is fun is spending a few minutes with a story that's only loosely connected to the news. And thus, The Tangent. So The Tangent is a podcast where Jen and I, we take a look at what are the top news of the week. And then we promptly ignore all of that. And we instead, we spend some reprieve, taking a look at a story that's only tangentially connected to the major news. So for our submission, we came across the story this week of Dr. Fauci throwing the opening pitch for the Nationals. Sure. And we saw that there was a story where there was a baseball card made to commemorate that, and that baseball card broke baseball card records. And
Fauci record.
Yeah. And so we thought it would be fun to kind of look into what are the stats that that baseball card broke, talk a little bit about Fauci throwing the pitch. It turns out Jen actually has some personal relationship with baseball cards. And I know baseball is a sport. And so we thought it would be a nice little reprieve from the major news.
So it's going to be a deep dive on playing cards?
It's going to be a 10 to 15 minute conversation about baseball cards. What other, because like the first thing I thought of when we saw this article is I was like, 50,000. I was like, what card was the greatest selling one that Topps had before? And like, that's where my mind went immediately. So my thought is, let's have that conversation. Let's find out. Let's talk a little bit about that. What makes a baseball card super big? And my dad was a big baseball card collector. So like, I have some personal conversation there. And I've got some other things that, you know, we want to talk about. And then, of course, we also have the opportunity to make fun of Trump making up his opportunity to throw a first pitch kind of a thing. Mostly it's a conversation, but it's a tangent that starts with a news story. So that's kind of what it is in a nutshell.
Okay. Number one, it's been a while since I've been single, but if I were out on a date and my date started talking about baseball cards, I would bring a drill with a drill bit and I would put it through my temple, because that's not going to carry you throughout an entire episode. I don't give a f- if you are the most interesting baseball card person on the planet. And to my knowledge of both of your sparkling personalities, either of you are. So you're going to be cobbling together research. Now, I love your concept. I think you're being too shallow with it. So what I would say is take that tangent even further. So you go to Dr. Fauci, and then you go to the baseball card, and then you go to the fact that the baseball card broke records. And then you go to who that baseball card, the baseball card that broke the previous record. And then you go to something interesting about that player or that team. And then you go and go and go and go and go. Okay. I want this to rat tail way beyond just baseball cards. And I'll just say this. I mean, this is not a long podcast. I know you guys are great at talking. This is not the contest for you to be talking. This is not just let's have a conversation. Or if you're going to have a conversation, theme it out a little bit. So it's a little bit more NPR on like, but did you know, sounder, that also that like that this did that? Oh, really? And so now it's always you guys. It keeps moving along, and it demonstrates to the audience value. Because at the end of the day, the question is going to be, what can people take away? And whatever you can look up on baseball cards, maybe it'll be interesting, but it's not going to be interesting to a lot of people unless they're into baseball cards.
That's true.
You go from Dr. Fauci, the embattled baseball season, point out the fact that, like, you know, start at Dr. Fauci didn't think that the baseball season is going to be a good idea. Right.
Well, yeah, I was like, I was gonna bring up like League of Their Own, right? Are we gonna have women's baseball again? Is that a job? No, jokes. But yeah, you know.
No. It might be preschoolers, because apparently.
Yeah, I was gonna say kids.
Kids baseball.
Kids baseball.
We're gonna do the Little League World Series. But yeah, I mean, I think like, you guys, for this kind of podcast, keep those conversations 5 minutes.
Okay. Like,
but move. What my challenge to you guys would be, how deep down the tangent can you get in terms of research?
Okay.
And then when you look at it, lay it out, record a fatty version, and then look at that and say, well, did we go down the wrong path? And figure that out and edit from there. Find out where you want to end, what the most satisfying end moment of it. Is there a thing where you can loop back to something that you brought up at the very, very beginning?
but surprise people with your research and don't rely on your rapport to be the point of the podcast.
Okay. Make it in, find the interesting nuggets and make sure that we're highlighting those. Like, that's what's key. And then continue it if I'm following. How does the sound, like, is it like sounders, like bed that's music? Or are these, be, I mean, that stuff is weird sometimes. So I don't know if I like that idea, but
that's fine. Yeah. You know, do whatever you want. All I would say is people get confused very easily if you don't hold their hand. And what I would encourage you guys to do is listen to a big popular podcast that are like fairly well produced and just listen to all the little ways that they are giving you audio cues that were moving.
Yeah, like signposts. That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's if you are like, welcome to the tangent. And then there's like, and the reason why I said a sounder is like welcome to the tangent. Ding! Like where we go, where we start with the news story of today and no one knows where we at. And then now every time you guys, hey, also come off like you know all this shit. Don't right. say like, well, according to my mama, just be like, but did you know? Bing! Like this is that. And now you guys are just having the most interesting conversation ever on the planet. Literally unrealistic because you've spent time researching it, but it's there. Like it is exciting. It's something uncommon. And that's yeah. what podcasting really is. As much as it's relatable, like that's the delivery method. What we really want is learning something. What we really want is coming away with some takeaways. So I would say my challenge to you guys would be either one of two endings. Either it ends where it ties back in, where it somehow comes back to the Washington Senators, which was the original Nationals franchise, which is where Fauci did it, or maybe Fauci's birth date, or whatever, the National Institute of Health, anything that you can to either wrap it up back to something or okay. end it as far away as possible. Like right. end it at the first thing crawling out of the primordial soup that eventually became.
So basically the tagline is going to be like, if we do it that way, it's basically like we started with this and then we end up here. What? Like that should be the kind yeah. of takeaway. Like how did we get sure. from that to that? Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, again, make this, you guys are the coolest people in the room, right? You guys are people that people want to go out of their way to hang out.
You think I'm
and if
cool?
If that's the case, then you're talking about way more than baseball cards.
Okay. And you mentioned it a couple of times, but you like the idea that title, the tangent, it kind of gets the point across.
Tangent's good. Yeah, no, I like tangent. Tangent's good.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. That's I like that.
Like tangent, I like tangent a lot because my initial thought is, oh, this will be awful. Like it's just gonna be people talking about whatever they want. You know, but if it's researched and cool and actually a lot more ordered, it's ordered chaos, then that's good. All right. I don't know how much time we have, so I'm just going to say this now. Avoid politics unless you want to have a really political conversation. Like politics is something where if you throw a little bit in, it's going to dominate the rest of what you want to talk about. So unless you are going in a specifically political direction, like as much as a regular conversation can have plenty of LOL drumpf. I know from experience.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like yeah. No, you're
one,
right.
One little drop totally throws everything else off kilter.
Yeah. And actually, to that point, because being a fan of PX3, you know, you talk to Andrew Heaton and a couple other people who do like kind of lighthearted news things, and yeah. yourself as well. I guess in the other ones, are there? What are the kind of things that you look for in like a comedy news kind of show?
Comedy news show. I mean, Heaton is a hard one to draw from because he's such a talented writer and he's an amazing performer.
Yeah,
so,
he's ridiculous.
Like that's one. If you want to learn a lesson, learn diction from Heaton, and learn where he places jokes.
Okay.
Heaton is very deliberate at. He's got a pace, and he's got like. I'm Andrew Heaton, and up, but up, but up, but up, up, but up, but up, up, but up, but up, and joke. Like there's like a very specific rhythm to the way he talks, and all of that is deliberate, and it's deliberate from, I'm sure, his stand up and the fact that he has done videos and radio and stuff like that. So, but for this, I want you guys to be you. Let the research and the knowledge and the takeaways be the like, oh, that's why this isn't just Rishi and Jen on the phone. Because that's what you want to avoid.
Yeah, and I think you're right.
And Jen on the phone.
That's what we were about to record. So I'm glad we had this conversation.
Yeah, me too.
Any other big advice? Like, what are like any other things to avoid? I like things to avoid that you can think of that.
Let's just leave it in. Don't. If the question is, let's just leave it in, and especially as you get closer to deadline, just cut it. Cut it. If you have to, it's always better shorter. Whatever this, whatever the time frame is, come in. Try to come in under it. Like, make that the goal, is to come in under it. You will never, ever, ever go wrong with a shorter podcast. That
Agreed.
Being said, like, the other thing to avoid is getting married to any of the one ideas. What I've done with Raise the Dead is write out your basic structure and then fatty record it, listen to it, and imagine me in your head about what I would crap on. like, and then go back and say, oh, wait, the real story is this, 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 and this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, try to bring yourself out on a meta level and then edit it as sound and not text.
Okay.
What would Jury crap on? So it's WWJCO. Yeah. Got it. Okay. Got it. We're getting bracelets. We're good.
Yeah. Like, honestly, literally, that's what I've done is like, I write a crap script for Raise the Dead. I record it fatty with no sound. And then I get drunk and write very mean things about myself, about all the terrible decisions I made and the choices I made and why I'm a bad podcaster. My self-loathing is UV rays nourishing my product. And it burns away the bad and clarifies what I really want to say. And that's the thing that I think for newer podcasts, especially for produced content, it's really hard because you don't know until you find out, but you need to separate the initial artistic swing from the editor. And so, especially for this, do your research. Record a fatty cut and then listen to it with very critical eyes. Like, just like, you guys hate each other. Have no pride in what you just did. Destroy it. And I guarantee you, you're going to find a better product than this.
And I know we just have like a minute, but maybe just reiterating what you were saying, like with the NPR stuff, you sound very deliberately, right?
Yeah. I mean, part of it is just finding your voice. Which I have more and more throughout my career. But also, like, there's ways to hide that and there's ways to continue to figure it out if you don't exactly know who your voice is. And part of that is over preparing. And that's why you guys on the phone is the worst decision, because you're not going to come off as knowing more than everybody who's listening. And you need to do that.
Okay. We need to be the experts and then deliver the information.
Yeah. One last thing. The worst thing that you can ever say in a podcast is, I don't know.
I learned that the hard way.
why on earth do I care? Oh, did I know?
No, when I got kicked off, it was, I didn't know, blah, blah, blah. And
yeah. No. Yeah. You can say that if you are the Sherman to Mr. Peabody and you're like, oh, I didn't know that the paper came from trees or whatever, right? Like, but you can't just say in a conversation like, oh, I don't know. I don't know what state Columbus is in. Look it up. Like, that's why you're the one that people are listening to and not the other way around. Because everybody else doesn't know these things. You do. That's why they hit play.
That's it for today's episode. On the next episode, we'll see how they did and bring in our panel of judges. Who's going to be filling in Justin's seat at the judging table? And how will our All-Stars do with this new challenge? Find out on the next episode of America's Next Top Podcaster. America's Next Top Podcaster is a Coverville Media production. Hammond Chamberlain is our executive producer. Alex Albisu and Monica Stone are our player coordinators. Scott Johnson, Jenny Josephson, Justin Robert Young, and Tom Merritt are our judging and coaching team. And I'm Brian Ibbett, your host. Follow us on Twitter at Top Podcaster or at our website at AmericasNextTopPodcaster.com.